As it cut through the cake, the guests cheered and cameras flashed. Jason smiled at the bride, Caroline, as she caught his eye. He'd made all of this happen, from the simple ceremony in the village church to the powder-blue Rolls-Royce that had taken them to the country barn where they stood now. Jason left the guests clicking away as the bride and groom wrapped slices of cake, handing them around with laughter and chat. The barn was decorated in white and pink. White chair covers with light pink ribbons gave the impression of snow and confetti. The tablecloths were white. Each table had a centerpiece of pink and white chrysanthemums. Jason collected a wedding favor someone had left on the table, unopened. A brown paper package tied up with string. Inside was a small chocolate bar, a book, and some gift vouchers for a wine company. The groom, Carl, walked past, looking very dapper in his grey morning suit, white shirt and pink cravat.
"All right?"
"Just taking one for him indoors," Jason said, blushing slightly at being caught. "Hope it's okay." Carl shook his hand.
"Of course, help yourself. We've got bags of 'em left over."
"I didn't want you to think I was nicking it."
"You're a guest, so it's yours."
They'd wanted to give each of their guests a night in, and since Caroline worked in publishing and Carl was a wine taster, it hadn't been too hard to source the wedding favours. Ironically, the chocolate had been the hardest, a specific sweet in those chocolate assortment tubs sold at Christmas that Caroline really loved but hadn't been available during summer. Except Jason had called in a few favours, and now each brown paper package contained one of the nutty purple chocolate sweets Caroline so loved. Just part of the service, making him one of the best wedding planners in the area.
"You should have brought your other half," Carl said.
Jason shook his head.
"Not when I'm working, although he'd have enjoyed the bus."
"Same."
There had been an old Routemaster red bus taking guests from the church through the countryside to the barn. Carl was something of a public transport aficionado.
"Geek," Caroline had said with a smile. "If I'm getting the colours, he needs that."
Carl had blushed, said it wasn't so important.
"I'm not fussed, as long as you're happy."
He'd stared at his fiancée. Jason had dealt with this before, men pretending not to be bothered about having parts of the wedding they wanted, leaving it all to their brides. Some sort of macho bullshit. It never worked, because nearer the day they'd start making subtle hints about changing the DJ, or could they have their mate's car to drive them to the church, or did they really have to wear a crushed velvet cravat with the suit? Jason had said,
"I can definitely source a bus. A train, not really. Unless you want a trip on a heritage route, although there aren't any near your venues."
Carl's face had lit up at the mention of trains.
"A bus? That sounds good, right?"
He turned to Caroline.
"Bus it is, then."
"Did you get plenty of pictures?" Jason asked Carl now.
"The driver waited while I took them."
Carl smiled.
"Caroline wanted to get here, but I said everyone would wait for us."
The guests had waited at the barn for an informal commitment ceremony. The church had been too small for more than just family. Caroline and Carl stood in front of their guests, restating their vows to one another. They'd written them. Jason had given them help with that, suggesting some popular songs, poems, quotes from books his previous clients had used before. Guests helped themselves to a buffet, because Caroline didn't want everyone formally sitting in set places. She wanted the guests to circulate, and for friends from the different parts of their lives to mix. This allowed Caroline and Carl to move from table to table. There was no top table at this wedding.
"Are you staying for the disco?" Carl asked now.
Jason liked to dance, but he had to drive home, and he knew that by the time the music started, most of the guests would be pretty jolly, having drunk the carver upon arrival at the barn, the free wine on the tables, and probably been to the bar to top up with their own money a few times.
"I'll wait to check it's all right and then slip off."
"Whatever works for you. Thanks, mate."
Carl shook his hand.
"For everything. I never thought I'd cope with the stress. That's why we never bothered before. I couldn't deal with all the aggro."